This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, January 7th, 2014. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is supported by the Center for Arkansas and Regional Studies at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, dedicated to the celebration and documentation of this region's history and culture. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
Ahead on Ozarks, the new year brings an increased need for nurse practitioners in Arkansas, and 100 CEOs have given their opinions about what they think 2014 may have in store for businesses in Arkansas. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas has the results of that survey.
Plus, some of the first live music in 2014 will be inside. We have a preview of a new festival in Eureka Springs that can be attended in stocking feet.
But first, voters in Arkansas will have an opportunity to weigh in on efforts to raise the minimum wage in the state. Supporters of the Give Arkansas a Raise Now have received approval from the Arkansas Attorney General, Dustin McDaniel. The group's ballot measure proposes to raise the state's minimum wage to $8.50 over the span of 3 years. Stephen Copley is chair of the campaign. He says it's been 5 or 6 years since the last minimum wage increase, and many state residents are struggling to survive on the $6.25 they receive per hour.
It really is almost impossible at minimum wage to be able to work and make ends meet. So that's why, you know, in this current climate, it's important that we increase that minimum wage. The federal minimum wage is 7.25. And there is a small segment of 100,000-plus workers in Arkansas that still gets the state minimum wage.
Copley says after the recent recession, an increase in the minimum wage could ensure those who are working hard can share in the American dream and actually live on what they're being paid.
Boonville Community Hospital began the new year with a new name, Mercy Hospital Boonville. But Brent Hubbard, Chief Operating Officer of Mercy Hospital Fort Smith, which operates all of Mercy's critical care hospitals in the River Valley, says the transition is more than just a name change.
From a day-to-day functionality of the hospital, from a patient's viewpoint, it's relatively unchanged. I won't see many changes. We'll have some back office functions that will change over time and probably be more evident to our coworkers than it will be the patients. What we hope to do from a Mercy Ministry standpoint is to take services to the community that are not currently available.
Hubbard says with its inclusion in the Mercy Network, the Boonville Hospital will be one of 4 Mercy critical access facilities in the River Valley.
So they'll be a major component of expanding services in the region and providing specifically services for the community of Boonville that were not available before the transition to Mercy. So we're really excited about the potential and what the community will see in the future in the way of healthcare services provided in the community, and really hope that Boonville Hospital will be able to provide services that may have been sent to other communities in the past because the services weren't available there.
Hubbard says by gaining a presence in Boonville and other small communities, Mercy is positioning itself to increase access to healthcare services. In addition to Fort Smith and Boonville, Mercy operates critical access hospitals in Waldron, Ozark, and Paris.
The co-chairman of the state's legislature's Joint Performance Review Committee says he hopes a meeting today in Little Rock will provide transparency and open discussion. The matter at hand is finding out more details about what led to a multi-million dollar deficit in the University of Arkansas's fundraising division. Representative Terry Rice says he wants to see a fair and open meeting.
Very few times have I been where we couldn't have discussion before something's reviewed. And I don't know how you can really do it. It's not that we would change anything that the prosecutor found or didn't find, but it would have been an opportunity to have questions.
Some members of the audit committee defended not hearing testimony from the former employees by saying it's not the job of the audit committee to unveil wrongdoing, saying that was placed in the hands of the Washington County prosecutor, and the committee was only there to accept the state audit report that found the shortfall.
Fayetteville will soon be considered a city of compassion when Mayor Lionel Jordan this month formally endorses a charter of compassion from the International Compassion Action Network. The nonprofit Compassion Fayetteville spearheaded the effort for the Compassion Charter, which includes a 3-year action plan to help promote compassion within the city. Edwin Williams with Compassion Fayetteville says the action plan is currently in the development stages.
But it's going to consist of a variety of different activities around the city to promote compassion. And, you know, actually when one looks at what compassion is. We're on a daily basis a compassionate people. We do compassionate acts all the time. We're just not aware of it. And I think it's more of a process of becoming aware of how compassionate we are. And just, like I said, becoming aware of it and really document it so we can see how compassionate we actually are.
Fayetteville has previously been recognized for volunteerism in the city, and Williams says the move to make it a city of compassion meshes well with other similar movements in the city.
It's just a matter of, I think, getting organized and recognizing how many activities, how many organizations are in town are practicing compassion, and to realize that, you know, there isn't any real difference between one organization to the other. We're all trying to be more compassionate to one another.
With the Charter of Compassion, Fayetteville will join other compassionate cities such as Seattle, Washington, Cincinnati, Ohio, and Huntington Beach, California. In addition to being added to a growing list of compassionate cities, February will also be declared a month of compassion in Fayetteville, during which a number of events centered around the idea of compassion will be held.
President Obama has issued a disaster declaration for 13 Arkansas counties affected by the severe winter storm at the beginning of December. The declaration includes Crawford, Franklin, Johnson, Logan, Madison, Marion, Newton, Scott, Searcy, Polk, Sharp, and Van Buren counties. It means assistance will be available from the Federal Emergency Management Agency for certain affected state and local governments. The funding includes 75% of eligible costs for emergency protective measures, 75% of eligible costs for repairing or replacing roads, bridges, and other publicly owned buildings and facilities, and up to 75% of costs for hazard mitigation projects.
The Sebastian County Quorum Court and Fort Smith Board of Directors last night agreed on amenities to be included in the Ben Guerin Aquatic Park. According to the City Wire, the $10.9 million park will include a wave pool, three bodies of water, a 500-foot lazy river, two 40-foot and two 30-foot water slides, and a wave pool in more than 20,000 square feet. Now that amenities for the park are agreed upon, final design work will be completed over the next few months, followed by an updated feasibility study to correctly detail operating expenses, admission prices, and expected revenues based upon the new design.
Mostly clear tonight, lows around 20. 60% chance of freezing rain tomorrow afternoon with increasing clouds and a high of 35. Tomorrow night, cloudy, 60% chance of freezing rain, lows from 25 in northwest Arkansas to around 29 tomorrow night in the Arkansas River Valley.